Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Best-selling author, syndicated radio host, patriot, Steve Quayle joins us for the next 60 minutes. Steve, I know we covered the basics on the flu, the background, the preparation, the different scenarios that could unfold. You've been doing it since 1996, saying you believe that was the vehicle they were going to use. We saw them setting up the mass graves, the crematoriums, the federal takeover drills, the forced inoculation preparation in December, January, February. So we really got concerned in April when they mobilized and launched the fear-mongering. Is the virus really deadly? Is it the cover for something else? Are they going to have mega deaths like they're saying? Now they're announcing quarantines, forced inoculations, lockdowns. 400,000 troops the Army's announced they want to put on the streets of America. From 4,000 last year to 20,000 in January to 40,000 in April to now 400,000. They're really pulling out all the stops. So I don't want to people understand something's wrong. The question is, will they just use this fear-mongering as the cover for a federal takeover? It's perfect with the flu being worldwide for a global UN takeover to be coupled with an economic collapse in the fall. If we expose their agenda, will they back off and not carry it out? What are the different angles? I want to cover every facet, but first, in the 3 minutes, 4 minutes we got before break, just recapping with your intel what we're facing.
Well, first of all, Alex, the 400,000 troops, I caught a lot of flack from people when I said there are that many foreign troops here, meaning NATO troops and other third world countries that have been literally hired by our government for this very position. I'm on record as stating on your show a number of times, 345,000 were told to me by special operations people.
No, I forgot. I'm interrupting. You said 3 months ago and then a month ago, on this show, 340-something thou, and now they're saying 390-something thou.
You got it. So, and let me share this. The thing that's important, everyone needs to watch the universities and different schools around the country because we're seeing clustering of lockdowns and quarantining outings. This is exactly how it was meant to go. Interestingly enough, most of these universities have at least a microbiology department, but it's fascinating that when you do it in a university setting or in a school setting, you have, in essence, a contained group. So if something gets out of the hands of the handlers who have initiated this and intentionally released this flu, then the point is that you've got a very captive audience and you can do what's necessary at the time. I believe that the whole thing that we saw earlier this year, as you and I both were on record stating, this is not the real thing. This is a scare tactic. If you remember, you had me pray, and we prayed. And the bottom line is all the people out there, by the way, Alex, are praying for your safety right now. And I just got an email saying that you'd ask for prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, it's never been more important than you to keep Alex and his family in your prayers. And I'm telling you this, Alex, this is going for it, but it's going for it in a different way. And this is important for people to understand. The amount of intel coming into me from all my sources of helicopters landing in the desert southwest of the United States, different states, and European and foreign bikers. I'm talking about motorcyclists, usually on BMWs or foreign bikes.
No, that's confirmed in NLE09, trips from 14 countries, FEMA.gov.
You got it, but here's what I'm saying. There are eyewitnesses, and these are credible and multiple sources claiming that helicopters are landing and that motorcyclists are being given like small containers, if you will, or almost like coolers of something. Now, it's fascinating because I know one of the individuals that pays attention to a lot of my broadcasts, your broadcasts, literally watched happen, literally encountered some of these gentlemen in a gas station, and all eyes were on
them. Well, I remember you in February talking about how they were getting ready for the flu and trucks moving around and weird shipments, and here we are.
Right. Well, I think the thing is that we're there now. And so, again, this is something that I think is important. Are they going for it? Absolutely. Never miss the chance to utilize a good crisis to bring about the New World Order. But there's something is happening in the last...
Stay there. Finish up with the motorcycles.
Okay.
When we get back, stay there.
most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Steve Quayle, recap what your intel's saying they're deploying with motorcyclists. Are they deploying something, or are they receiving a vaccine, or are they...
They're being given the bioagent to release at a coordinated time across the country. Because, look, everybody knows that in the late summer going into the fall, there's a lot of guys that are biking on the roads. But what's fascinating is the ability of the bikers to draw less attention than, let's say, Humvees or dark Denalis or Yukons or Suburbans or whatever. So what is interesting to this, though, is I believe there are multiple strains. This is what people have got to understand. There are multiple strains that have been developed to check all along the efficacy of whatever vectors they're using. Now, what could be more innocuous than people obviously pulling into a gas station or guys going down the road on their bikes with some type of an aerial dispersal thing hooked into a Venturi? And what's interesting to me is we have an eyewitness report of a gentleman who actually confronted, I think there were a group of six guys, and one of them was the head guy, all Eastern Europeans, and they basically got very nervous. He also had his .45 tucked into his pants, and when they saw the pants, they all looked at the head, the bikers that weren't the leader looked to the leader for basically his indication of what to do, and he kind of put his hand hand out, like do nothing. So the point is that what I think that people have got to understand is that the clustering, now here's what everybody's got to understand. There are specific intel links that go to Kansas University and some of the other universities of specific scientists here that are that have been communicating on high frequency radio, and that they had been under the cover of a National Institute of Health or National Science Foundation grant program, have been giving tips the fact that look, they were going to initiate this in the universities and in the schools.
Now let me stop you. They are now this week having quarantines over people having the flu at universities all over the country to beta test in a controlled area where they just show up and tell the young students you can't leave. The states are passing laws to conform with the executive order that conforms with World Health Organization Level 6 martial law rules. So the point is the safety is off, the trigger is cocked, the tyranny gun is to our head, and yes, we've confirmed and had guests on universities all over the country months ago, and then reports weeks ago, are having National Guard, regular Army doing drills of locking down the universities. So clearly they were drilling to have that be the beta test to show everybody a lockdown so everyone is acclimated. So we see the phasing and the scripting even before April, when all of this started with the emergency managers at the city and county level in Indiana and Illinois and New York on this show and with the documents, as the feds were saying flu will come this year, millions will die, there will be mass graves, this is not a drill. Now the question is, are they planning to go with a real flu, or will the pathogen be in the shot, or will it be in both to scare people, and some of the vaccines, not in some of the other different releases? We know top virologists have said it is an engineered flu, or is this just the fear-mongering of the flu, the cover to get the NORTHCOM assets and other centralized command systems in other nations in place under the cover of the flu hysteria?
Well, let me say this. It's going to be an integration of the flu to cover the financial disaster that's in the making. And you can't separate the fact that the international elite want to rid the planet of the population. You and I have done years and years of validation and verification of all their different statements. Now we have, in the last 48 hours, China firing a shot across the financial bow, basically saying we won't take any more of America's junk paper, declaring the whole class of financial instruments as derivatives as junk.
And gold is exploding.
Gold is exploding. And why that's critical, Alex, is this. The idea is that America was raped, pillaged, and plundered. And everybody that knows their pirate history will know that after you've raped, pillaged, and plundered, what do? You burn the cities, okay? And what's tragic is that I don't believe people in this country recognize how in the hell, and it's hell, literally the abomination that rises from hell, can we send all our troops to Afghanistan and Iraq, and meanwhile we're importing foreigners and we're seeing the prepositioning of men and materials all over the country? You remember all the crap I caught when I said there are, 345,000 people in this country? And all of a sudden, now it's stated. So how do you get that when the U.S. military is saying we don't have enough men to send over there, but all of a sudden the magic number, 395,000, show up?
NLE09, and guys, put FEMA up on screen for people at PrisonPlanet.tv. Radio listener can just Google NLE09, and the top link that comes up is FEMA.gov/media/facts/sheets/NLE09.shtm, and it says troops from foreign countries. Right there, participating in responding to terrorism in the U.S. It's right out in plain view.
I've had, Alex, since you and I did the last show together, when I was on with you last, I've had multiple law enforcement and military contacts absolutely tell me that they're noticing foreign observers assigned to the Sheriff's Department, the Highway Patrol, State Patrol, whatever you call it. But one of the guys said, Steve, he said, look, I'm XSF, Special Forces. And he said, I know a hitter when I see one. He said, I was one. And I said, well, and I'm just making this name up. His name is not Mike. I said, well, Mike, then you know what he's there for. And here's what this man, who's a former Special Forces, a major law enforcement and a hero to the law enforcement community, said. He said, I know he's here to take out us after we've been ordered to do the unconstitutional and the immoral. And he said, me and my men are not going to do it. So, Alex, what I'm saying to you is this. The prepositioning of foreign observer slash assassins has already been integrated into many, not all, but many of the law enforcement agencies across the United States. That is, you and I have spoken about Marcus Wolf. We have spoken about Yevgeny Primakov. We have spoken about the Department of Homeland Security hiring them. And these are standard communist operating procedures. And now we've got Obama going to address all of the kids on the 8th of October, the same kids that are going to be held captive, and their parents will be held captive, but their kids are at school.
I would imagine he's going to comfort them during the flu. This is going to be the whole kickoff. He's not saying that. In fact, I'm glad you brought that up. I want to do that now. Van Jones, who works for the White House, he's a czar over communications and community organizing, the tens of billions they're handing out to these groups. We're getting videos, reports, local news, them in the red and black uniforms, knocking on doors, threatening people, on video, beating people up at town halls, biting fingers off, Associated Press. I mean, folks, you cannot make this up. We have Al Gore on audio saying, don't, you know, report on your parents. They're liars about global warming. You know best. We've got Obama to address the students, asking for their help in his agenda. I mean, folks, you cannot, again, I can't believe this is happening in America. I mean, even though I knew it was coming, it's now here. It's kind of like the bully says he's meeting you after school. The school day's over. You walk out. There he is. He weighs 50 pounds more than you, and the fight's on. I mean, the bully is now about to punch us in the nose. His arm is moving, and then the Media Matters says I'm a criminal, and none of this exists. Here is Van Jones, the community organizing bully, saying on syndicated radio what's happening. Here it is.
One of the things that has happened, I think, too often to progressives is that we don't understand the relationship between minimum goals and maximum goals. Right after Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat, if the civil rights leaders had jumped out and said, okay, now we want reparations for slavery, we want redistribution of all wealth, and we want to legalize mixed marriages, that had been there. They had come out with a maximum program the very next day. They'd have been laughed at. Instead, they came out with a very minimum program. We just want to integrate these buses. The students a few years later came out with a very minimum program. We just want to sit at the lunch counter. But inside that minimum demand was a very radical kernel that eventually meant that from 1954 to 1968, you know, complete revolution was on the table for this country. And I think that this green movement has to pursue those same steps and stages. Right now we're saying we want to move from suicidal gray capitalism to some kind of eco-capitalism where, you know, at least we're not, you know, fast-tracking the destruction of the whole planet. Will that be enough? No, it won't be enough. We want to go beyond systems of exploitation and oppression altogether, but that's a process. And I think what's great about the movement that's beginning to emerge is that the crisis is so severe in terms of joblessness, violence, and now ecological threats, that people are willing to be both very pragmatic and very visionary. And so the green economy will start off as a small subset, and we're going to push it and push it and push it until it becomes the engine for transforming the whole society.
My guest has been Van Jones, founder and president of Green for All.
I don't know if you guys know Van Jones. Van Jones is...
Ooh. This is his house, apparently.
Van Jones, all right. So, Van Jones, we were so delighted to be able to recruit him into the White House. We've been watching him, really, for, he's not that old, for as long as he's been active out in Oakland and all of the ways that he has, the creative ideas that he has. And so
okay,
now
that's
we
enough.
Capture that.
That's the White House and him in the White House and them thanking him. The issue here is, this is not communism or for the people, even if you believe in that. This is big banks openly say they're going to take over the whole economy, and then those parasites you see are going to move into the middle class, your houses, your land, your daughters are theirs, your kids are theirs. And coming up, we finish up with flu, I'm going to play Al Gore, I'm going to play Obama, I'm going to play them all saying, and Rahm Emanuel, kids report on your parents. Kids, don't do what your parents say. This is the most savage assault. And now on giant telescreens, the president's going to start addressing your kids and telling them to literally come after you. Ladies and gentlemen, they've already got their goons beating people up everywhere. Our guest is Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
They say there's no national compulsory service as they introduce the bills. They say there's no anti-gun bills as they introduce them. They say there's no FEMA camps as they're openly built. This is a military tactic, and so is the incrementalism. And they admit they're doing it. And they admit they're coming after talk radio, and they want to have Chavez-style control. That's the head of the FCC diversity unit. It's time to say no in free speech. At every level and every way. And if they shut down talk radio, and shut down the internet. You got to put posters up, and you got to put up micro FM and AM. We got to fight this tyranny. I mean, I'm calling for people to really gear up and get serious and to not back down from this tyranny. It's your First Amendment right. These people mean business. Every other country's been overrun and culled. Now it's happening to England and the United States and Canada and Australia. Our once great free countries are completely falling to classical despotism. You heard that wicked, wicked Van Jones admitting total redistribution, total communism. But that's not really what it is. It's the banks putting us all in slave camps. He is a slave master. Steve Quayle, your comments on that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't want to interrupt you. Well, I think the thing is I'm glad you played that clip, because here's the deal. When you've got someone that's ahead of the Treasury who doesn't pay his income tax, and then you get an announcement that the IRS is going after delinquent taxpayers who have lost their jobs or basically had to forfeit their houses, this is the ultimate Hegelian dialectic. If Americans do not stand up with their free speech, and I got to tell you, Alex, concurrent with speaking out is also getting on our knees and repenting, because the people who have been apathetic, indifferent, are largely the evangelical Christian community. They still don't get it, and now when Van Jones and his ilk, these are hardcore communists, the bottom line is the Weather Underground has gone on record as stating they are going to kill anyone who stands in their way. Now you've got the a president coming to address the school kids on the 8th. How dare he make his appeal? That's exactly what the Hitler Youth was based on. And ladies and gentlemen, they steal terms, reinvent the meaning, and then go after it. Like Alex, for instance, when they're claiming that anybody who believes in a conspiracy is in need of psychiatric help, it's the freaking psychiatrists that have screwed up more lives than they've solved. And I'm standing by that statement. If I said on your show, they identify, they vilify, make you a villain, then they nullify to destroy. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest takeover is not the physical, first of all, it's the spiritual, and it's followed by the financial. One, when you abdicate your God-given freedom and cease to speak out against evil, it's very soon the chains that you choose to ignore are those that ensnare you.
Well, that's it about corruption. When you've studied history, and listen to what Steve Quayle's telling you, when you study history, you begin to learn and realize that once you give into corruption, it immediately races downhill. And that's what the founders said. They said the level of tyranny you will live under is the exact amount you will put up with.
Absolutely.
And I know it's never really happened here, but it's happened everywhere else. This is real tyranny. This is line us up in pits and shoot us in the back of the head. This is put us in work brigades with little control freak dirt bags riding around on horses, the cattle prodding us. I'm sorry, Steve, go ahead.
Well, first of all, I've been on record as telling the people in the military there's a war going on, even to the point of taking down four of America's heroes in a Blackhawk over Denver. Now, Alex, that's mainstream news. But what people don't understand is those brave men in the Blackhawk wouldn't go along with the plan to basically get rid of 25 to 50 million Americans. Then jump to the Intelligence Committee, which I've been telling everybody behind the scenes, based on the information coming to me, that there's a war going on. And even to the point where someone in the former National Security Agency just a couple weeks ago quit, Alex, and now he's running for his life because he said, I will not be a part of the death of 25 to 50 million Americans. Now, look at this. People say, well, the economy is turning around, the economy is turning around. Ladies and gentlemen, if you watch the mainstream news, you are absolutely in the brain-dead group already. You cannot think for yourselves because you are accepting the fact that someone will tell you what's going on instead of doing your homework to say, how can this be that the stock market is at record levels when unemployment is absolutely being multiplied, when we've got the situation where the Chinese basically said to the American investment community, go to hell. Your financial instruments are total trash. Alex, do you know what that means? That means $1 quadrillion is called into question because there are no counterparties to take. In essence, when you create a vehicle, investment vehicle, you have a buyer and a seller. And when the buyers say it's all garbage and they write it off, that means that the whole, if you will, the whole character heuristics, all of the contents of those financial derivatives are being repudiated. It's going to happen.
Steve, stay there. We're going to come right back to you after this quick break. I want to look at how you see this unfolding into the fall and winter. And do we have any effect on changing?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You need to sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
life. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
We're going to continue with Steve Quayle 5 minutes into the next hour. Then for 20, 30 minutes or so, we have Chuck Baldwin, running mate, who was at the MIAC report hearings in Missouri about the feds making local police secret police, listing gun owners, veterans, Ron Paul supporters, libertarians, Christians as terrorists, period. So that's coming up. Then we've got the lady out of Lubbock suing Obama over using the fake name Barack Obama when it's Barry Sotero on his passport. So whether he was born in Kenya or not, the issue is he's got a fake name. This guy's a total mystery man. We're going back to Steve Quayle to break down how he sees things unfolding and if, in his expert opinion, I really respect Steve, he thinks we have ways of changing this or having another outcome. I think we do, but I'm not sure about that or I want his take on it. But for the next 3 minutes, I've drugged Ted Anderson in here. Ted Anderson bought a bunch of gold and silver when it was 905, 911, 915, 920. And he's got different groups at different prices. Gold is at 993 plus today. Gold is up just a massive amount today. Gold is up over $13.60 today. It's up over $50 in the last week. It is pushing 1,000, and that's Steve was starting to talk about. Well, we'll get Steve's take up or Ted Goes on this, because Steve's also a big researcher on the economy for years and a big supporter of gold. But a lot of things are happening with the economy right now. The dollar is doing strange things. The economy's doing strange things. The media is saying everything's wonderful. They wanted to fearmonger to get you to give up all your liberties and freedoms and accept the bank of the world. But things started deteriorating so fast, now they're telling you everything's great. But Main Street is contracting while they dump trillions into the stock market, which is now starting inflation going. And that was on the news today. So I want to bring Ted Anderson up from Midas Resources, because he can't hold this much longer. Ted, tell folks why we see gold exploding. 30 years in the business, Midas Resources, and then tell them about the gold and silver you've got at the super lower prices than the market is now.
Well, the bottom line is the world market does not want to have U.S. dollars as the main exchange for currency across the globe. They're trying to get away from that factor. The United States is printing money like crazy. The TARP money and everything that's gone into the bailouts, that's why you're seeing gold and silver go up. The velocity of that money is entering into the marketplace and pushing up commodity prices. Right now, gold is just peaking at $1,000 an ounce. Alex, the only reason why I didn't change my prices today is not because I have the inventory so much anymore, is because I haven't had time to catch up to what's going on in the marketplace. It's going crazy right now. So I have my prices still posted at yesterday's prices. I won't have it like this tomorrow unless if gold takes a big dive, and I doubt that'll happen. But we are sitting right now with those Lakota coins at $19.70, priced at what silver was close to, what, $13.50 when I put them there, and it's over $15 an ounce. And we have gold, the francs right now are $2.16. I mean, that's down when gold was about $9.20, and now gold is sitting at $1,000. British sovereigns $2.66. I mean, we have tremendous amount of different items there. I would suggest if you're going to be getting involved with gold, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist right now. You can see the prices moving up. You should be calling us now and getting it.
Now, explain to people the different levels on the different gold and silver offers briefly, Ted, the different levels you bought in at, and then you're passing those savings on. You're not raising prices like all the other gold and silver brokers. You've got it on hand right now at prices they can't get it anywhere else.
Well, that's the reason why I'm saying that, Alex, is because of the fact that I have been buying into the dips, and we've seen 945, we've seen 913, we've seen 916. And when I see that coming around, I do buy. I try to get in contact with any wholesalers that I have or anybody that has supply, and I try to buy as much as I can. Just due to the fact, I mean, most normal circumstances, you wouldn't do this, but I just know that gold will come back around. Every time they beat it up, I get in there and I buy, because it only makes sense to me that it's going to come back around again, because we haven't solved the financial problems of this country, certainly not yet. And right now is a great opportunity to be getting in. Plus, also, I can say, surely, without a question, like, for instance, just take that Lakota coin, for example. The last time I priced it was I would have to put them at $20.40. If, indeed, I just priced it off of where silver is right now, just take, let's call it $15.50 an ounce, that's going to put that closer to $21.50. So that's just that's what the market has done.
You're using technical terms. Per ounce, you bought gold at what?
Yeah, well, the gold that I picked up, it was around that 9.11 to 9.16 level when I was picking up francs and selling them for that $216 level, and the British sovereigns are at
two. So most of this gold was bought at the 9.15, 9.16. You're selling it with that factored in. At the 992 plus level. Folks, give Ted Anderson, Midas Resources, a call. They'll be there till midnight tonight. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Do not procrastinate. The globalists hate it when you buy silver and gold. This is a win-win-win, extremely good deal, insanely good deal. 800-686-2237 or MidasResources.com. Tell them it's the Alex Jones special, or you'll pay the 990 levels, not the 915, not 916 level, 70-something, 80-something bucks cheaper. Again, 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much for popping in with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Steve, I apologize for making you hold the last 4 minutes, but I know that's important. You were getting into the economy, but we went to break. I wanted to get into flu and the overall picture, how you see this unfolding and how we can hopefully stop it, any chances we've got of that. But briefly, gold, what's your view on what's happening with the economy?
Well, the bottom line is it's the engineered collapse of the Western banking system. And again, to all the pundits who said it would never happen, it's happening. And the situation is, again, Alex, to put it into perspective, the Chinese have just stated who owns the most U.S. dollar foreign reserves is China. China's taken those reserves and is buying all the natural resources around the world, rightly so. At least one thing people ought to understand about the Asian mentality, even in that world of China and Hong Kong, etc., is you still have a certain honor amongst those who trade on an international basis. When the United States issued toxic waste, weapons of financial mass destruction, and when the Chinese see that obviously there is no attempt by the current administration to rein in spending, the reason they're spending like there's no tomorrow is because they know the U.S. dollar is dead. It will have a fake rally. It will rally long enough to allow the international bankers to get out of all the dollars they can. Look, the international discount on dollars is already up, I'm told, to 40%. In other words, if you want to dump $1 billion U.S. dollars for something else, you're going to take a 40% hit. Most of the money, if not all the money, that was gone into the TARP program and everything else to bail out the banks, listen, the middle class is being destroyed. Let me make it simple. Basic economics 101. If you don't have a job and don't have money, you can't buy a house and you can't have any fun. You can't go recreating. You can't do anything. That's why the hotels are crashing. They're going into receivership. Restaurants, everybody is running out of cash. And even Cerebus, one of the biggest hedge funds, just denied access to the funds. I've been telling people, if you have an IRA, TO, 401k, any of those defined benefit plans, you're going to be locked out of them. And today, one of the stories I posted on my website, Steve Quayle, QUAYLE.com, is the fact that different hedge funds don't have the money. Real simple, Alex, here's the easiest thing to tell everybody. Every single bit of capital in the United States has been pledged or stolen. Pledged or stolen. And all we're doing is creating more debt, monetizing the debt, and then sloughing the responsibility for the debt off on the taxpayer. They're spending like there is no end. So what do we have? We have the Amero, or we jump into an Asian-backed commodity basket of currencies. Brazil, Russia, India, China could come up with a BRIC basket of currencies with a partial commodity backing. But here's the deal. There's a famous statement that money and gold go from weak hands to strong hands. And the strongest guys on the block right now are the Chinese. Jimmy Rogers has warned about it. There are a lot of us have been warning about it for 15 years. But when you're ahead of time, no one believes you until the time. And when the time comes that they're seeing it with their own eyes, you know how they respond? They deny it. They deny it, but they can't deny when they don't have anything in their checking account. Alex, when this thing goes down, and there will be, I have in my possession the letters that have been initiated by a specific bank holding company to inform their clients. This is not internet bull, you know what. That basically everyone will be given a certain amount of money to withdraw from their account. They quote an executive order that's already been signed. All safety deposit boxes will be seized. Ladies and gentlemen, this is coming. And just because it didn't happen on the 26th, I can tell you point blank that they are getting ready to tank the economy. The international bankers, 300 million Americans have been raped, pillaged, and plundered. Now they're going to go to India and China and do the same thing there. But the Chinese are onto their game, and they're not going to buy into it.
Steve Quayle, is there a way to avert this? Walk through your view of what's going to happen with the flu, how they could use that as a cover for their overall economic collapse and to roll out their military forces.
Well, I think, Alex, you've just said it. It's all going down at the same time. Too many people think of linear. When you read the writing on a basketball or a baseball, it goes over the entire surface of the ball. So in essence, to get the picture or to hear, you know, who manufactured Spalding or whoever, Wilson, the basketball and all the patents and everything else, you got to look at the whole thing. This is all being orchestrated simultaneously. simultaneously. Number one, let's take it, 1, 2, 3. The flu. There are multiple strains of the flu. The one I'm worried about is the Ebola Spanish flu of 1918. I've warned about it. I've interviewed different bioscientists and different, over the years, different bioweaponeers. That's the one they also are worried about. That's why all the scientists, and I know you had a show on or mentioned my list of dead scientists, they were dead because they either worked on it or could have said to everybody, hey, wait a minute, this is genetically altered. So the thing is that it's happening. There's a story on the BBC. It's on my front side of my news site today, stevequayle.com, Alex, that we're all being mutated, okay? Mutated. In other words, all of the environmental toxins, all of the food toxins, all the genetically altered binders that are being put in. First of all, the thing that I want to say is this, is that we can stand against this thing, but we cannot stop it. Because, again, and here's where you and I will differ. We are in a period unlike any other period in the history of time. It's not the end of the world, but is that time when the New World Order, and Alex, I think you just said it about 30 minutes ago, you've spoken against it so many times, and you've done a fabulous job, but when it's here, it is here with such a ferocity in your face, but the thing that hurts, I don't know if it hurts you, it breaks my heart that people who should have been fighting it instead of fighting us, now they're in deep doo-doo, okay? Because there's nothing that's going to pull them out. In essence, unless America repents, and this is my final statement on this, on the order of Nineveh, our days are numbered. Look, let's talk about the other thing the Chinese did in the economy. This is critical, ladies and gentlemen. Hong Kong has demanded London return their gold to Hong Kong for safekeeping. Saudi Arabia has done the same thing. Guess what? With all the funny business in the Bank of England and all of the different bank holding companies in and gold holding banks in London, it's going to be hard. They're going to be hard pressed to be able to produce it. So guess what? Once that is found out, the price of the metal should explode. It doesn't surprise me if they try and hit gold $100 from the high. We may see, $1,050, $1,100, then it'll go down a week. But the next time, it's going into Martin Armstrong's numbers, and he's talking $5,000 gold. The point is that those who trusted the system, they were like the willing accomplices to a massive gang rape, and they wake up the following morning and know they've been violated by literally, dozens if not hundreds of men, and they figure out that they probably shouldn't have gotten drunk the night before. But that's what happens with the intoxicating.
But Steve,
ideal.
I want to go back. I want to go back to flu. I've been reading where they say it's a DNA therapy. One of the five vaccines, it changes our DNA. That isn't a vaccine. That's some type of weird mutagen.
Right,
and they're admitting.
It's monster making, Alex. Look, they're also putting in, ladies and gentlemen, remember when we were sold the horse manure and your governor went along with it on Gardasil? Do you know how many people are dying of Gardasil? They're also putting in birth control. It is eugenic. It is genetic sterilization. The entire human genome that is responsible for reproduction is being tampered. So when the BBC says, that 70, 80 mutagenic properties have been followed over the last 40 years. Isn't it amazing that since eugenics came into being, even before that now they're saying, hey, we're noticing all of these results of mutations. Listen, the idea is this, Alex. God created man and in his image and likeness. The devil wants to destroy that image and likeness and reproduce, if you will, a civilization, a population of cyborgs and mutants. And that's why the Human Genome Project was funded in its entirety. That's why all the secret government black projects, and I know you don't like to talk about some
of this. No, but as crazy as it sounds, all these top bioethicists, all these top futurists, Ray Kurzweil, they all say that they're going to merge with machines, and then the elite's going to get rid of all the rest of us, and they really do believe this.
Well, yeah, they're like Terminators with retro rockets, okay? The bottom line is that, look, I wrote the book Genetic Armageddon, and people just even, and again, I say this because if the Christians were the salt of the earth, okay, look, Alex, you have done, and I say this not in a flattering way, but in a way of recognizing what you have done with all your movies is laid it out, videos laid it out, all your appearances, everything you've done, all your radio interviews, all the people you've interviewed, you've laid it out for everybody. But isn't it fascinating that having done all that, that still the anesthetizing of the American public is so strong? And you say, okay, how can that be? Well, it's real simple. Because, ladies and gentlemen, they are controlling everything you see, everything you hear, everything you think about, everything you feel about, and they're doing it in a masterful way. Trillions of dollars have been spent on mind control, not just MKUltra and the stuff you talked about, Alex, but there are so many dark projects, black budgets. And so, ladies and gentlemen, in the name of Jesus, those of you who are called to be Christians, you must stand up. And Alex, you asked me the bottom line question. You called your video end game, okay? And we are in the end times, and whether people believe in the book of Revelation, and I say to people, how could I have been right all these years? And I'm saying that, and contrary to my critics, so far ahead of time, my worldview was given to me by the living God to warn his people, okay? And a warning is only as effective as people pay attention to it. Your videos have been amazingly effective to those who want to know the truth. But if you're a mind-controlled zombie on mutagenic zombie dust, okay, chemtrails, the bottom line is you're going to believe whatever they tell you. They will create monsters.
And as things get scarier and scarier, well, I was doing some consulting for Jesse Ventura for his new TV show, and I was doing research because they wanted stuff about mind control towers. And I actually have it somewhere in the stack here because I meant to cover it today. And I was back there in the back office sending them these emails. And I had Wired Magazine, Baltimore Sun, all these articles admitting that DARPA is already testing different frequency systems to calm the public.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code radio and receive a limited time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
We'll be right back.
The globalists staged 9/11. They have engaged in eugenics in Africa, killing at least 50 million people with HIV alone. They have been caught nerve gassing foster children, our own troops, all declassified. Cancer viruses in the vaccine, so I won't put anything past them. We've never seen a massive military police state buildup like we've seen before April and the first flu fear-mongering began. They used that as their cover to get more stuff in position because they couldn't keep it secret. I hope if we get the word out, speak out, warn people, they won't go for broke. Obama demanding the kids, you know, go in and start getting orders from him on big plasma screen TVs in sports stadiums. I mean, right out of 1984. This is really happening. And then major George Soros-funded publications like Media Matters saying, I'm a liar, none of this is happening, as they announce it. That's a military operation. As they're attacking, they're broadcasting, we're not attacking. I mean, that is a military operation right there. That's when you know they're going for broke, when they just start lying, knowing it's going to blow their cover with a lot of people. They don't care because they got missiles locked onto the Republic, and they're now going for broke. I'm seeing every indicator they're going for broke. Now, if we get the word out, we may get a reprieve or it may lessen whatever they pull, but it's almost like as we awaken to them, that just almost more ensures they're going for broke. It's just so incredible. So Steve, what's the time frame then? Because they backed the fear-mongering back. That, you know, they were saying September, the government was saying they were going to start the forced inoculations. Now they're saying late October, November. Why are they moving the timetable back, or is that a ruse?
I don't believe it's a ruse, but I call it moments of mercy, and I'm serious about that. Number one, the Bible indicates, and look, I know you get a lot of flack when I talk about this, Alex, but tonight I wanted you to understand, I'm having Romy, my intercessor, come on my show. She's normally going to be on Thursday at my five o'clock mountain, and I'm going to ask her to pray for you and your family as well as others. And I'm serious about this, Alex. The deal is that God has always moved in response to faith, okay? Even Abraham. Could there have been any righteous people found in Sodom and Gomorrah, the hand of the Lord would have been stayed. But here's what I want to make clear to everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot murder the babies that you've murdered. Now we get the government we deserve. We kicked Jesus out of the schoolrooms. Now we got Obama in the schoolrooms. We've got every Christian symbol covered up by every presentation of Obama. And I think that, I don't know who that lady is in Lubbock, but if any of you know her, give her a hug for me. Because, ladies and gentlemen, when you reject truth and the ultimate source of truth, all you're left with is lies building upon lies. And, Alex, what we're doing, okay, we can't stop it, but we can buy time. We can buy moments of mercy by interceding, and intercession is critical. When you tell people what's really going on, you're interceding against the mind control. When people pray, really believing God that he's really going to act, they can tell you this, I've seen too many miracles in my life and know of too many times when God has intervened to keep people alive. And every single scheme, plan, plot against you in Jesus' name, I pray it's foiled, and I pray for the living God, Alex, to have his hand of mercy and protection over you, your wife, your children, and all of those who are brave enough, and God bless each and every one of you, to stand up against evil, because the Bible says that when you speak not out against evil, you are basically siding with evil. And I got to tell you this, 90% of the evangelical church, everyone that gets together on Sunday, doesn't understand that they sit peacefully listening to some guy behind the pulpit who, and everybody out there in the world of Luciferians is plotting their death, their destruction, and their annihilation.
Well, we know that it's an info war, a war on for your mind, a war on for your soul. They traffic in the souls of men, and the globalists are into the occult. And this is Hitlerian, Stalinist, all rolled into one that we're facing. They're clearly moving on every front. This is it. This could be the big one. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.